We were literally sitting in a hunting blind, had been all week.
Unlevel, very unlevel.
Very unlevel, wobbly.
Easy. Easy.
Pump the brakes.
Dude, he just pulls this knife out and was like, check this out, man. My uncle made me this. First off, I don't even think I knew you had an uncle. Is it your uncle?
Yeah. So it's my dad's sister's husband.
Okay. And he was like, yeah, man, he made me this knife. Check it out. And I pulled it out of the case and was looking at it. And I was like, man, this is pretty sick. And I flipped it over. And so on a knife, you have the blade section. And then the back end is what's called the tang. And that's what solidifies the knife in the wooden handle. And so on the top spine of the tang, when I flipped it over, it just said, you found yours right there. Mm-hmm. And I said, dang, man, this is cool. He said, I had never seen, had you never seen it?
Nope. I've had that knife for, I don't know, it's going on 10 years.
Yeah, he goes, I've had this knife for 10 years.
It's been in my hunting bag, I mean, ever since I've had it.
I know this may be getting a little too deep, but it's like, things like that let me know that there's a God. You know what I mean? Because it was out of nowhere, out of no contrived, hey, maybe you should go for this kind of sound on your record. It was just there, and we saw it, and we instantly knew what the song was. Like, whether it be about your girl, and then all of a sudden he's like, oh, you're home, or you're this, or a dog. Or blah. And
before, well, because I mean, both of our wives were pregnant at that time.
Right? Yeah, yeah. And we were, it was like purpose.
That's what we were talking about in the blind. We were having that conversation, and then I pulled the knife out to show it to him.
It was
wild. It was just like, well, that's what that song's going to be about for sure.
Yeah, and then we
went to the keys.
We started in the keys?
No, we wrote it all that day.
We wrote it all there. We were just kind of all in that moment. That song just kind of fell out, honestly.
Mm-hmm. But that song, though, I remember writing that, and we were trying to find a groove, and you had a really cool just tempo groove to it. And it just pushed it. It was another one of those story songs that we were able to get some tempo on it. And I think that's what makes it just really cool.
Yeah.
And then I begged to get those O's in there and finally got
it. Oh, he did. He wanted some woes. I was like, Jonathan, don't want these woes.
No, it was me that didn't want
them. I don't mind woes.
James wanted them. James is the woe guy, dude.
I was like, these bars are going away.
He hates when mandolins do the thing. And he hates woes. And I was like, dude, this woe is... I can't, because we listened to that work tape over and over and over, did we not?
Yeah, we did. We did.
Like, that was the section I think Massey was sending us all of those things. And
yeah.
And I love the woes.
For the record, James pushed those woes.
James is the woe guy, though, man. Dude, he's the woe guy.
The live show, you just wait. We'll put you right up front for the live show. You'll understand so woes from here on out.
Jonathan, so, I like
woes.
Yeah. I like the woes. I thought it was great.
That last verse, though, with the blue paint on the and little feet coming out there, that one, yeah. That don't get you.
Great.
I
band,
was like, those guys just feet. Put that line in there to get it cut.
They did.
No, I put that knife in his bag. Actually, I put that knife in his bag to get cut.
He actually inscribed that on
he
there.
He thinks his uncle made that knife.
It was a plan.